Open your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 146. Psalm 146. It's also a joy to have here the former Michelle Black and her new husband. I don't know if they've already had to leave or not, but they were here earlier and got to greet them. And continuing to serve the Lord there in South Carolina. She worked in our finance office for several years and went and is now serving in the office staff at the Wilds Christian Camp. I'm grateful for their visit this weekend. Psalm 146, we'll begin reading in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you will teach us your way. God, you will show us exactly where you want us to go as we depend upon you. What a joy it is, Lord, to be here and gathered in your house on this Independence Day. Father, we thank you for the liberties that we have in you, and we thank you at the same time, God, that we can depend on you. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, encourage us, and may we equally, Father, edify one another, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we think of a day such as July 4th, and we emphasize it as our Independence Day. We're grateful for what God has done for our country. We think back to all of the milestones that have come along the way in which God saw fit for our forefathers to come to this land, desirous of having religious freedom. And what a privilege it is to know that as we look back, that we can see peppered throughout the entire history of the country, of the nation, of the United States, that we can see Christianity is always there at different ventures and with different individuals and in different settings. But you know, as we think of our day of independence, and we think of the independence, of course, that we had originally coming from England and all of the oppression that came there with the taxes and everything else. But I'd like for us in these next few moments to just take a little bit of time, and if you would allow me to turn the tables and to think of our dependence on God Almighty. Now, I'm thankful to live in the United States of America. I am thankful for the privilege that I have of choosing what I'm going to do with my life and not having some governmental authority telling me what I'm going to do. I'm thankful for the privilege that I have of living in a country that allows me to have the number of children that I believe God wants me to have instead of having some governmental limit imposed upon me. But when we think of our independence from man, the child of God has to realize that we have a dependence upon God Almighty. Now, we can thank God for the liberty that we have, as we've looked earlier this morning, from the consequences of sin and from the condemnation of sin, and realizing the power that can be ours through God as we seek to allow Him to work through us. But when we talk about our dependence on God, I believe it is equally critical for us as Christians to never forget the fact that without God's power, we can do nothing. What's been presented here by the psalmist in this specific passage is he's trying to help us to realize, wow, my soul, my being overflows with praise and joy to God. But he says here, because of my trust being in God. You know, it's interesting today how a lot of people, when they are in certain environments, will try and talk one way, and then when they're in a different environment, will try and talk in another fashion. You see, it's interesting to be in a a parade. Yesterday, my family and I enjoyed going down to the little Lorton Community Parade and seeing the people come down the streets and the politicians from both sides of the aisle. And you see those that are lauded and praised and those that walk, that come down the aisle, or their supporters at least, come down the road there, and you don't hear much. And you realize, wait a minute, if I were to try and put my trust in princes, if I were to try and trust in the Son of Man, it is folly. It's absolutely going to lead me nowhere in terms of eternity, which is what the psalmist is here saying. He says, those words out of that man will perish the day that he is gone from the face of the earth. But as you and I can depend upon God, then we will have all of the help and strength that we need truly from here on. And what a joy it is as we think of who our God is, to realize that the first thing that we have to depend upon God for is our salvation. You know, when you think of the children of Israel and trying to understand God's perfect plan, the way in which he was working out in a sovereign fashion to have Jesus Christ come and be the sacrifice that would end all of the animal sacrifices that they were accustomed to offering, you have to realize the extreme leap of faith that they were taking in trying to understand how hundreds of years down the road in the future Jesus Christ was going to come. And of course, at this specific venture in the history of the children of Israel, they didn't fully understand who Jesus Christ was. They knew he was coming. They knew that their hope was able to be found in the Lord, but they were looking forward to what was going to take place. And what a joy it is for you and me to live in 2010 and be able to look backward and say, wait a minute, our Savior has come. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the one who gave his life so that you and I in God can find our salvation. The psalmist says in Psalm 68 verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Of course, we realize again that it is vain to try and depend upon anyone or anything apart from God for our salvation. But at the same time, what a blessing it is to know my salvation does not depend on any politician who's going to say one thing one day and something else the next day. My salvation does not depend upon anything that I'm going to receive from this company or hoping that their future is going to be all right, but it's founded in Jehovah, in the God of Jacob. I think of not only our salvation is coming from the Lord, but our sustenance is coming from the Lord. If you keep reading here in Psalm 146 and verse 7, the Bible says, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. No, when we think of all of the material blessings that we enjoy, a job, food on the table. And of course, Jesus Christ told us in Matthew chapter 6, when we think of raising our prayers unto him, that we are specifically commanded to ask him for our daily sustenance. We are commanded to ask him to give us this day our daily bread in Matthew 6 and in verse 11. But there is truth to that statement, that yes, my God is the one who gives me everything that I have in this life. And the moment that I start thinking, well, I'm the one who's worked the job, I'm the one who's made the money, I'm the one who's been able to go out and buy this, I'm the one who's been able to put this on the table, I'm the one who's been able to put this roof over my head, is the moment that I am ceasing to act in a fashion that shows dependence upon my God. But the child of God, the Christian, says, hey, you want to see all that I have? You want to see all that I am? It's all because of God. It wasn't luck. It wasn't chance. But rather, it was the divine providence of my heavenly Father. The psalmist also says over in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, when we think about Jesus Christ and reminding us there in the New Testament of all of the things that can cause us to worry, all of the things that can distract us, we can say, well, am I going to have enough for tomorrow? Am I going to have my needs met? Is there going to be food on the table? Am I going to have enough to wear? And he says, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. So we don't have to depend on another individual. We don't have to depend upon an institution or an organization. We have to depend upon our great God. And what a joy to know He will never, under any circumstances, let us down. We think of depending upon the Lord for our salvation. You and I had nothing to do with the fact that we're able to anticipate spending an eternity in heaven. Depending upon the Lord for our sustenance. He is the one who gives food to the hungry. But also, depending upon the Lord, realizing that our strength comes from Him. The Bible says, the Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. When any of us try and do things on our own and try and do things with our own strength, we quickly are made mindful of our limitations. You know, you talk about trying to be all that God wants you to be, trying to fend off the temptations, trying to say no to the devil, and trying to have the right kind of godly testimony, trying to be the right kind of witness, trying to be abounding more and more. And you try doing that in your own strength. You try doing that without depending on God. You try doing that without being in God's house. You try doing that without spending time in God's Word. You try doing that without praying, and you realize how quickly, man, this is an impossible task. How am I ever going to be able to do this? But we can't do it on our own. But we all can do it in the strength of the Lord. And He is the one who can do things before our eyes that will cause us to do nothing but to direct our praise and glory and honor up to Him. Now you look and you see how someone is healed. You look and you see how someone is able to keep going on even in difficult times. You see those who have troubles with their jobs, who have troubles with their family, who have an unsafe spouse, and they're able to keep going forward and they're consistent in their walk with God. How is that possible? It is possible because of the strength of the Lord. And as you and I seek to be a church that is always abounding in the work of the Lord, as we seek to be a church that is truly going forward for our God, we have to be reminded constantly of our total dependence upon Him. Not independent of Him. Yes, we're saved. Praise God, we're saved. But now, every step that I take, I have to take it with the strength of the Lord. Everything that I do, I have to do it with the strength of the Lord. Every person that I witness to, I have to do it with the strength of the Lord. And as I seek to have God's strength in my life, I can accomplish far greater than what I would have ever imagined that truly can be attributed only to the Lord. I think in terms of what the psalmist said in Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Today what I would like to do is a little bit out of the ordinary, but I thought, on July 4th, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to give thanks to God, and as has been mentioned here by the psalmist, of praising the Lord, that I would like for you to think through what it is that you are grateful for when we think of America. What it is of the blessings that God has poured out upon your life, specifically related to living in what I still believe is the greatest land on earth.